Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
Hi, I don't... That's impossible.
Possum Hour?
Hey, I bet a brass nickel somebody's trying to scare us out of this place, that's what.
You can say that again.
I bet a brass nickel somebody's trying to scare us out of this place, that's what. Hey, did you say that?
No.
I said it.
Well, why don't you stop butting in? How do you like that ugly looking...
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Because, like, usually you go, hey, the jazz songs are too long, usually, you know. Well, these are all too short. Go figure. Anyhow, I digress. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And that Possum Hour set you on that path. Hope you had a whole good week. A whole week is good. Good is good. Hope's got some Gleason albums in the collection. Not a surprise. I don't think I might have one. Anyway, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of corn-fed veal and veal-fed corn. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us at 10, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley, explain the high price of eggs in a story we call Eggs Are Essential. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chindribble with his guest, Vermin de la Fount, who poses the question, what is buried in Grant's tomb? The answer, of course, classified documents. Thursday, Chunk Bluster freaks the hell out over stuff. And then Friday, it's Friday, the end of the work week. A week's worth, worthwhile time wasting. Aha! Well, the phone lines, meet and greet here. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
If you sometimes need a laxative, but don't want to get the laxative habit, take Carter's Little Liver Pills and follow the Carter's 3-week plan. Thousands have gained natural regularity and broken the laxative habit. So can you. Here's what to do. Every night, for 1 week, take 2 Carter's Little Liver Pills. Second week, 1 each night. Third week, 1 every other night. Then, nothing. Let me explain how Carter's can bring you natural regularity. Here is the lower digestive tract. Carter's Little Liver Pills free and relax the lower digestive tract. Carter's increases fluid and stimulates natural muscle contraction, and that means regularity. So for natural regularity, follow the Carter's 3-week plan. Get Carter's Little Liver Pills.
Grenache.
Hello?
Some folks say the country moves on bands of steel. Some say it moves on 18 wheels. If you really want to know what gets your goods from state to state, it's Rolaids, Doan's Pills, and Preparation H. Songs have been written about us, the heroes of the road. How we go from Maine to Frisco with an extra heavy load. On a pocket full of rockets, hey, let me set this story straight. We live on Rolaids, Doan's Pills, and Preparation H. Everybody thinks that looking through this windshield's really great. But my guts are blazing fire, my back it always aches. My old donkey's just a-smoking, sitting 16 hours straight. Jimmy Rolaids, Doan's Pills, and Preparation H. Coffee in some truck stops is enough to kill a mule. Wish the gas in my stomach could be used for diesel fuel. I'm stuck to my seat when I reach the loading gate. I need Rolaids, Doan's Pills, and Preparation H. You think there's money in this trucking life I lead? Let me tell you, brother, I spend lots on what I need. Registration, insurance, fines for being overweight. And Rolaids, Doan's Pills, and Preparation H. Everybody thinks that looking through this windshield's really great. But my guts are blazing fire. My back, it always aches. My old donkey's just a-smoking, sitting 16 hours straight. Jimmy Rolaids, Doan's Pills, and Preparation H. Someday I'll sell this big old rusty rig of mine and buy a little truck stop where those trucks will wait in line. Green stamps will come rolling in, and I'll be doing great selling Rolaids, Doan's Pills, and Preparation H. Everybody thinks that looking through this windshield's really great. but my guts are blazing fire. My back, it always aches. My old donkey's just a-smoking, sitting 16 hours straight. Give me Rolaids, Stone's pills, and Preparation H. Man, I'm telling you, I have had it around the you-know-where. I would like to have you something like a big old rocking chair. And then let me get a chance to put them boys into some good stuff.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Right there. There you go.
Is everybody happy?
Good evening, sir.
You got to get back into watching Woody Allen movies. Jackie Gleason's songs are on practically every one of his ones in the 80s and early 90s.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I know.
He uses it in the soundtrack all the time.
Internet has ruined my freaking attention span, man.
Plex is now showing about 8 free Woody Allen movies, ones I haven't seen in a while. So I'm in a Gumby heaven over here.
Yeah. Do you have Fossum?
No.
Okay. They got like every John Wayne movie ever made right now.
Yeah.
Man, I could have the ultimate John Wayne fest over here.
Sweet.
I'm not going to, but I might do Liberty Valance just for the hell.
I love that flick.
That might be my fave.
I just noticed Tubi has the jazz singer with Al Jolson. I'm going to be watching that tonight. And that bad Jerry Lewis movie, Slapstick of the Third Kind. I got to see this. Just to see how
I never saw that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's on Tubi. Tubi's got it all.
I saw Madeline Kahn, too.
Very bad. What's that?
Yeah. Madeline Kahn was in that, wasn't she?
Yeah, and Marty Feldman. Based on
Marty Feldman was
Kurt
in that?
Yeah. Kurt Vonnegut novel.
Yeah, sure.
I think I'll watch that tomorrow just to see how bad.
Which one's that on?
Really,
Tubi?
I read some reviews.
Which one's that on? Tubi?
Tubi. Yeah, Tubi.
Okay.
Tubi's
I might check that out.
It's a great channel.
I do like bad Jerry Lewis.
And this is putting me really up there.
Yeah. His last couple of comedies were just dreadful.
They threw in The Third Kind just to hit on that Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah, Close Encounters.
Uh-huh.
I remember when it came out and it was out and it was gone.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch that.
I gotta make a note of that. Oh, by the way, happy National Gorilla Suit Day.
Oh, is that time year again?
Yeah. Well, here and gone. Hold on. Movie on Tubi. Tubi, okay. Got it. Yeah, it was National Gorilla Suit. I didn't know until I saw my Fuck Boo Memories. And I had like a million Gorilla Suit Day posts.
I wonder why mine didn't come up.
Think here. Trying to think, but nothing happens. Oh yeah, that's the thing about Facebook, man. I don't like spending much time on it anymore because it flips. I don't know whether it's my browser or what.
Yeah.
But I'll be sitting there like tonight, for instance. Real cute picture of Sally Field and her prime comes up, you know, in black and white.
Oh, okay.
No pants on, you know. He got freaking.
So
I take a look at that, and then the screen goes, scrolls up. And then I got to scroll. I got to, like, fight, like, swimming upstream trying to get back to Sally Field.
Trying to get back to Gidget. Give me
and
Gidget.
Sometimes, sometimes Sally Field's gone, man. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I did manage to snag that for my personal collection, though.
Okay. All right. She was a cutie.
Oh. Just, and the thing, I think one of the big things about her, she seemed approachable, like. Yeah. You know, that, like, some of the really, like, I don't know.
Well,
Diana
nowadays, they don't even look like people from the neighborhood. They all look like supermodels on every TV show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a supermodel thing doesn't do much.
No, and all these guys are all handsome and everything. It's not the real world, man.
I like the girl next door.
The girl
there.
Next door. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Ford says browser. I'm thinking that, too. I might have to just swap over to Bing because I have to upload the show over there. Well, who knows? Anyway, gain any weight?
Oh, I didn't even check it, but I got 133.
I feel like I have.
I'm maintaining. Okay.
I look at food, man. Oh, man, my neighbor, sweet. I shoveled her walk last time. It snowed.
Uh-huh.
She comes over Friday with a rotisserie chicken, man.
Oh, that's sweet.
Well,
that's
fucking
nice
chicken.
Of me.
I've been eating chicken for the last 3 days. It's great.
You too. She gave you that much, or it's just that you've been eating it?
Well, it was a whole chicken.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. A full rotisserie chicken. Okay, nice.
Yeah, big-ass whole chicken, man. I'm like, hell, man. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't eat. Like, I was going to a gig Friday, so I didn't eat it. And then, so I just kind of put it in the fridge and just sliced off chunks of chicken for the next day or so. And
nice, sweet.
It ended up in a rice dish.
Okay. It's the chick that moved into Chet's place, right?
Pardon?
This is the girl that moved into Chet's place? Yeah, okay.
Yes,
good,
yes. I was just thinking, man, I'm like, man, that was that was kind of an upgrade in neighbors there by a bunch. nothing against Chet, but you know what I'm saying?
Even Flamehead's looking better.
I don't know if he's still living there, man. I haven't seen hide nor hair of him in a long time.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, there was no moving or anything like that. I'm thinking maybe he signed the house over to his brother or something like that, or his mother. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's ever over there has a nice car.
Nice.
Isn't that terrible? You don't know your neighbor.
Not at all. That's my life.
Well, I like the gal on the other side. She's great.
She's okay, good. Glad that worked out for you.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any pipe bombs, right?
Well, she doesn't have a basement, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Again, I was too lazy to blow something new up. Oh, man, my gym crack wasn't working Friday. I was trying to snag some songs. Then there was construction, and the gym crack wasn't working for the way home, and I had to do it by my guts. It's terrible. I'm driving all over the place. I was totally, you know, when I finally figured out where I was totally farther away than I thought I was.
I hate that.
Rotten gym crack. All right, here we go. Let's blow up the Macho Man.
Macho Man.
Colgate Consumer Affairs.
Yes! I bought your Colgate toothpaste, the one with tartar control, and it made me feel like a piece of shit! This is bullshit!
Hold on one moment.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
You feel like Bruce the Bob Rudd managed to get friends with Pull the string.
Destroy the earth as you leave.
No! 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 No!
Me crazy. 1956. Thank you, Ford. I didn't know, I didn't look close and see that it was Frank Duvall. He did a notorious amount of TV theme songs and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes just billed as Duvall.
You see his name pop up all over the place in the show, old shows.
Fuck yeah.
I used to think he was Happy Klein in the Mirthmakers.
As did I.
Yeah.
And maybe he is.
Yeah, I'm still wondering that. Maybe we are right.
Happy Klein and the Mirthmakers. All right, let's do a little research here on Happy Klein and the Mirthmakers.
If he is, man, he's a hell of a performer, too. A funny guy.
Okay. Happy Klein and Mirthmakers. Frank Duvall, dude.
That actually was him?
Yes.
No shit. Okay, cool. Man, that's a talented motherfucker, then.
We've learned something here tonight on the show.
There you go.
Aww.
All the time. All this time, I thought it was my imagination. I thought it was...
Flumadiddle.
Cool.
Flumadiddle.
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 Yep. You get that right. There they are. What's left of them? The Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
We'll have to add them in as they get here or come back or whatever. Dr. Cake is here, though.
Dr. Cake.
Don't fret. Don't sweat. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
I was just watching this thing on, what do you call your Star Trek over here? And they were talking about the Next Generation, where her character, Dr. Kate, comes from, who was in the show, a character in the show in season 2. And I'm not sure the real reason why they switched doctors out. They said in this thing that they wanted the doctor to be more like Dr. McCoy, be more adversarial.
Okay.
But anyway, the next season, Dr. Kate's gone, and Riker grows a beard, and that's when they consider the series to get good. So that's where that Riker's beard thing comes from. I know there's a Facebook group called Riker's Beard. Anyway, when you hear Riker's beard, in essence, is the polar opposite of jumping the shark in terms of TV, see?
Okay, where it actually worked. Okay, I got you.
Where the show starts getting good,
okay.
As opposed to going down a tubes.
And it was all due to a beard.
Well, that's the, you know, that's the designation point, the Riker's beard.
I tell you one thing, Dr. Kate was terrific on Orange is the New Black.
Oh, really? She was in that?
Oh yeah, she was the tough mama that was the cook and everything. Yeah, the go-to dame.
She must have been a kid when she was in original Star Trek.
Yeah.
That's like 50 years ago.
Jeez. Hey.
Oh, well. Okay. Where are we at? Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Kate.
Dr.
Ward Prefect is here, for crying out loud.
Ford's here.
Ford. It wouldn't be a... the Frank Duvall Fest, Ford Prefect. That's right. And Janeway was. Oh no! He said, "Okay, you were mistaken, sir."
Oh, that's not her.
No, that's Dr. Kate, who's Kate Pulaski, who's Maria Muldaur.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about. I'm not a tricker.
That's,
I don't know any of this shit.
No. The one who was in Orange Is the New Black was Janeway from.
Kate
Mulgrew. Kate Mulgrew.
Okay, I got
too many Kate. It's the Kate thing.
That just threw me off.
That confused you. Yeah. Okay, thank you for that, Dr. Kate.
Yes, thank you.
We wouldn't want to, like, give you good information like Happy, Kind is Frank Duvall and then tell you
yeah, I know. We were
Maria Muldaur was in a show she wasn't in, so. All right.
Okay.
We're up to snuff now.
And now I just got a visual of what Dr. Kate looks like. She was the thinner one with the short hair and the golden eyes. Yeah, big eyes. I think I know.
She was in two episodes of Star Trek. It's two different people.
Really?
Yeah. And then she was in the Next Generation, so she was three different characters in Star Trek.
The vast world. Vast world of Star Trek. Lot going on.
Anyway,
Riker's beard.
It'll be Decker's beard. We call it Decker's beard. Ford points out the passing of Cindy Williams. She was a cutie.
Uh-huh. First nudie musical. I got that DVD. I remember watching it, hoping to see her. You know?
Yeah.
She's doing nude scenes.
Leave it to you to put it in the gutter. You know? Here we are. Trying to give her a proper send-off.
Sweet, wholesome. Sidney Williams.
But I never got to see your tits, man. The drag. She was so cute, though, in American Graffiti. She was just a doll.
Yeah, yes, she was. Yes, she was.
Thank you for coming forth. Thank you for coming, Cake. GTO was here. I don't know what happened, man.
Okay.
I think his...
they returned?
Heisenberg fascinator grew a third leg, and he had to go. It was an emergency. And Jim was here.
Ah, Jim Clark.
He said he was coming back. Yeah, Jim Clark. So we were happy to see them. I was looking at the ratings. With the people watching us, the Ruskies are listening to us now.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Got to watch what we say. We don't want to give away any government secrets.
Well, no, you got the radioactive sweetener in your coffee. or jump out of a six-story window for some reason. Yeesh. Whatever I said about Putin in the past, you know, hey, that's kidding around. It's a comedy show.
That's right.
That's how we
right.
do it over here, man. Four thinks GT left because of the Macho Man. Since he's the Macho Man. He is the strongest man on the internet. But odor
hey,
isn't everything.
We're going to start saying Putin's not a cunt now.
I don't know. Should we?
Can't go that far.
Well, let's... Schmuck?
I'll take my chance.
You can change it to schmuck.
There you go,
maybe
schmuck.
Cunt's a little, cunt's a little too harsh.
And plus, he'll be grabbing books trying to figure out what schmuck means.
I was thinking the other day, I mean, I guess maybe I wasn't in the right frame of mind, but we could be on the verge of World War fucking III over here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They had a skirmish between some dudes in Israel, speaking of schmuck, and Iran. And you never know what the dang Chinese are going to be doing over there.
Yeah.
Ain't a lot. And then North Koreans. Holy smokes.
Forget about it. That's the end of the world, fighting those idiots.
Speaking of which, we got listeners in South Korea.
Oh, okay.
You say something to them in Korean?
Hey, yo, what's up? There you go. Just a quick hello.
If you say so.
Okay.
And there's our pal. Other people's eyes.
Other people's eyes.
Al Ope. You got that right. Thanks for coming, sir.
Gleason albums. He's got a lot of Gleason. Gleason's got a lot of albums out, man.
Oh, man. He probably put out 20 albums.
Yeah.
But most of it's that stringy stuff, you know, that the lullabies.
Yeah.
This album here, shoot, what's it called? Riff Jazz, I think.
Ooh.
Anyhow, it's, let's see if I can
mark that down.
Hold on. Riff Jazz. Yeah, called Riff Jazz.
Was he the opening? He was the opening piece you played, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Riff Jazz. It was real quick. It was only like 2-minute jazz tune. But
what was the name of that one? So I could grenache it later.
Oh. Uh-oh,
uh-oh.
I didn't know there'd be a test over here. That was called The Tailgate Treat. The Tailgate Treat.
Okay. And that could go for Philadelphia Eagles. What are you going to be playing in it?
Hey, that's why... Well, of course, that's why I picked it, you know, because Yeah. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge. With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
I And I forgot the ever lovely Professor R.J. Gumby, Sinister Minister of
Finance.
There you go. On with the show.
I got the blues, hunter's blues, lying in my tent, spruce twigs for my bed, in my bones a deep and chill, awaiting for tomorrow to bag my first kill. The dog, he got the scent, he's a chasing at the leash, hell-bent to start the morning chase and track that bull moose down. But all I did was run around, I almost cut his cow and calf in half. A bellow rent the air, the antlers, they were great. He made a plunge, beeline my mud, I fired at his poor dog in the gut. Whoa, I'm so blue, one week on the trail, with nothing to show for all my travail. Oh, I got the moon, hunter's blues, with nothing to show for my travail.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Well done.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a sound effect?
yes!
All right. Thank you. Almost a yodel, Ope says.
Yeah, hey. I didn't realize that, too. I could have thrown one in there.
Got a weird one tonight, man. I hope I haven't played this before. Because the yodel tonight. Because I'm starting to forget, man.
Well, it happens.
Like last week, I've forgotten we'd played that one before. Cake's like, oh, this is a good one. Nice to hear it again. I'm like, oh, yeah. We didn't play this one. So. Not that it matters. Got my first 1099 in the mail today. So I'll be able to do my taxes soon.
Beauty.
Fun times there.
That over with, huh?
Yeah, yeah. The last of the first quarter hemorrhaging. Yeah, it's fun. All right, well, what else we got here? National Gorilla Suit Day. You know, the trouble is my suit's at the cleaners. What are you going to do? I was watching bored watching videos, you know, within my 6-7 minute attention span. Bridge failures I find interesting.
Okay.
Whether they were designed wrong or just an accident brought them down. And this fella,
cutting corners, well, most of them were.
A lot of them, man. They'd be surprised, man. That's scary. There was one. It wasn't a failure of design necessarily, but not a scow. I don't know what you call those long flat boats, but anyways, it drifted into one of the pylons in this one bridge, and caused the collapse and everything. And you know, nothing funny about it because people were killed and whatnot. But the captain, I wrote down a captain's name. His name was Oleslaw Pelk. Is that a name or what,
That's
man?
A name.
Coleslaw pelt. I've never heard anyone called Coleslaw before.
Uh-huh. I'll bet you anything that they called him Buddy. His whole life was called Buddy.
Buddy Peck?
If you ever hear anybody called Buddy, you know they got a strange-ass name.
Or Pelky. Okay, Pelky.
Pelky would have been good, yeah.
He's the cap. he got suspended, and then he got his job back, man. They let him. Hope says he needs to go on Wink Blinkley's show.
Yeah. That's a Commodore name.
I should have used that one. Little slow. Now, if I'd have been him, I'd have gone into coleslaw manufacturing in retail.
Yeah, shit.
You'd have Coleslaw's coleslaw.
Uh-huh. Mix the coal in there.
Pinky.
Yeah. Ew. Did we get a rim shot on that?
Really, dude? Really?
I wonder what that is. Is that Polish?
There you go.
Is that a Polish name?
Well, I don't know. They were in Tasmania.
Okay.
So, you know, them guys down there, everybody we know from New Zealand's German.
Yep.
I mean, there's no... I don't think there's a native culture that has the name Coleslaw in it. He's probably Polish or some kind of Eastern European descent. Coleslaw. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you want to get on with the 3 minutes?
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Oh, man. I think I got a couple to choose from tonight. I'm not sure. We'll have to spin the wheel and find out. Do-do-do.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
That's not good. Well, there you have it. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. It'll be the last 3 minutes you'll ever get back in the month of January, in the year of our Lord, 2023. That thing would have got the year of our Lord. Everybody's year, man. It's my year, too, man. I mean, I'm not begrudging the Lord or anything.
Yeah.
It's year, too, but...
We put in our time.
Yeah. We're all invested in this, man. We got chits.
Uh-huh.
Chits and fits and cards on the table. At least for now. Man. Dropping like flies.
Yeah.
Like going around, man. Everybody keep a good thought for all our pals who aren't feeling so good.
Yeah.
Year of our Ford.
There you go.
Ding, ding, ding. We miss you when you're not here, sir.
Yes.
Not 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Sounds pretty real.
I used to eat tacos every single day. But then I had a pizza slice and it blew me away. All I eat is pizza. I got cheese on my fingers. I've got cheese.
My wife's going into labor. I said every day is pizza time.
Mozzarella, pepperoni, green peppers, no anchovies, sausage, chicken, bacon, cheese, mushrooms, olives, Fruit Loops, please. All I eat is pizza.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie.
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
McDonald's French fries.
I'm super pumped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Pumped. Where's my shit? So that was the Cuckoo Kangaroo from Winona, Minnesota.
Stays with you. That song stays with you.
Cakes is not my bippy. I don't know why I picked that.
I like to go back in time, man. I like to go back to when I was a little kid sitting in front of the television set watching Roland Martin laughing and laughing at it. Because I'm trying to watch it now, and it's just not funny.
Oh, man. a lot of the humor from back then just don't hold up so good. Carol Burnett's show is another one I love.
Uh-huh.
Can't watch that.
No.
It's watching a dance number on night, whipping past. You gotta go with the tried and trues, man. Yep. George Wilco, Car 54.
Yep.
Funny.
Yep. Funny stuff. And of course,
and one of my favorite Wilcos on the other night. I was yucking it up, man. Classic. All right, anyways, moving right along. One from the police blotter. My word pad is operating.
You're okay.
Wow. Oh, okay. Open it. Okay, this is weird, man. This is in Seattle. A woman returned to her home Friday night to find a window smashed. And inside the house was an unknown man fully clothed taking a bath.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
She stayed outside. she didn't know that at the time. She stayed outside, called the police, you know.
Yeah.
And they came in, they found a guy sitting there in a bathtub, fully clothed. He was arrested for residential burglary and refused to explain his actions, including his choice of bathing spot. So
they didn't say he was on drugs or anything? It's just that this guy, he
they didn't mention
to say why. You
maybe it was Saturday
would,
night.
So
who knows?
I guess he was right.
You know.
I guess he's right in the head. Just wanted to clean his clothes as well.
How fucking weird is that?
That is strange.
This is a sad one. A man was crushed to death under an outdoor urinal in London. And it took me a while to figure this out.
Yeah.
They got these urinals that during the day are submerged into the street. And then at night, they telescope up.
Oh, okay.
Practical urinals dotted throughout London's entertainment districts.
Oh, okay.
Weird.
I guess it's a good idea, so it crushes somebody.
Yeah. Some guy was working on one. And
uh-huh.
I guess it's a hydraulic system there.
Yeah.
And the thing went kaflooey, and he was dead. He was all messed up. Fort says he was taking a bath and doing his laundry at the same time. Yeah.
There you go, sir.
Yeah. Got in a bathtub.
Killing two birds.
In the bathtub. He had the back brush and everything, you know. So please come in. Excuse me? All right. We always had these weird job opportunities. Where's Apple Cheeks Alice, man? This would be right up her alley, man. She's always looking for a gig. Other people. Ope says being killed by a urinal would be kind of embarrassing. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be in the family lore forever.
Oh yeah.
Remember Uncle Charlie?
What happened? Uh-huh. Yeah, Uncle Charlie.
He got smashed by the urinal. And Ford adds, when a urinal falls on you, you know you're in big trouble.
Hang on. Hell yeah.
In big trouble. All right. Here's the job opportunity. A mattress reviewing website. There's such a thing. Is seeking study participants willing to get paid $1,000 to eat cheese snacks before going to sleep. There's... What the fuck, man? Apparently, there's some kind of idea that eating cheese and other dairy products before bed leads to nightmares. And they want to get to the bottom of this.
Oh,
geez. So, this important work we're doing here. So for $1,000, man, I always eat before bed, man. Fuck, give me $1,000. I eat cheese. I love cheese.
There you go.
No Limburger or anything like that. I don't like that brie either. Brie. And if it's blue cheese, I got to have something, you know, like something to go with it. Bloody Mary or something. You're in big trouble.
Anyway.
All right. Here we go over to the animal world. This sucks. Fuck these people. In fact, I'll get some ammo ready for these MFers. Where's that big bomb? Oh, there it is. There it is. A Japanese firm opens a whale meat vending machine company.
Oh.
I guess at one point they quit hunting the whales, which, you know, as we all know from Star Trek, don't fucking hunt the whales, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're asking for planet-wide Armageddon! Um, Fort says if you eat too much just before bed, you have more vivid dreams and nightmares. LSD will do the same thing for you, and it's less fattening.
There you go.
That's true. That's what gets me, man, eating before bed. That's what you need to do, Gump. Eat before bed.
Man, why are you? I
a big sandwich before bed.
Uh-huh.
I'm like totally in a zone. Like, I've been pretty good the last couple of weeks of trying to like not eat before bed, you know.
I just
I'm eating later in the day.
Before bed.
Have my dinner a little later, so I don't eat before bed. Only ice cream fit before bed. All right.
Yeah,
I got a buddy who's
that
skinny. He can't gain weight. He eats a fucking pint of ice cream every night.
Man, that was me,
man.
I was me there for a while.
Yeah. All right, anyway, this guy, a whaling company, and they quit hunting whales, but I guess a couple years back they started hunting them again.
Uh-huh.
And they're selling whale meat in vending machines.
Vending machines? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Whale sashimi, whale bacon, whale skin, and whale steak. Let's get the name of the company. The Kujira
Store. Vending
machine. Yeah. I don't know. That's close enough. The Iruka and Kujira Action Network. We'll say that's their name, and this is for you guys. Quit killing the fucking whales, man.
And you know what? I hope that their A7 is giving away free whale meat. They're A7. Fuck them.
Whale bacon, maybe. I don't know. What's the
What's
the most expensive cut? I mean, fuck them, man. Don't fucking kill any more goddamn whales.
Yeah.
What do we got to do? What do we got to, you know, you need a Vulcan neck pinch you over there? What the fuck, man? Japanese people, I'm cool with Japan and everything, you know.
They do some weird shit, man. Weren't they recycling shit? Weren't they making shit steaks a while back?
Go back to the poop steaks, man.
There you go. There you go.
Stay the fuck away from the whales. Bastards. Captain Kirk will save the whales. I know, Cake, but we don't need to wait that long if we just don't kill them now.
Get them a vending machine. Tell them, geez.
I know, it's like so demeaning to the whale.
Yep.
This is a weird one. A Japanese YouTuber created a thing where his pet fish plays Pokemon online during this thing. So anyway, the fish ended up putting his credit card information online and changing his account name to Ro-Wa-Wa-Wa-Wa-Wa-Wa-Wa. You got to see it to understand. I don't know. The kids today are crazy shit. So, anyway. Oh, and he also ordered some shit from Nintendo or something. Here's to the fish. No, that fish. Well, whales aren't fish. They're mammals, man.
Yeah.
All right. Colorado wildlife camera captures 400 bear selfies in one night. Yeah. This camera set up in the wilderness. Yeah. This bear was, like, fucking around with the thing for, like, you know, I don't know how long.
It just got to
400 shots of this one bear posing. Hey,
what a diva. What a fucking diva.
Hey. Woo. Kind of funny. It's funny, because if you flip through the pictures, it's like you know, taking selfies. That's what I look like. Oh, this way. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. All right. You got to look at the bear selfies. That's a hoot. All righty. Now, let's get to the meat over here.
Whale meat.
The whale meat. No, not whale meat. Damn it.
That's right. We're going to
kill. No more killing the whales. No more killing the whales. Leave the whales alone. All right. I wonder if that the 400 bear selfies was a world record. They should
check
on that.
There you go.
The most selfies by a bear in one night, 400. The producers of Live with Kelly and Ryan broke a world record when they put on the most sweaters in 30 seconds. Yeah, good for them. Team of two people. I guess the hosts were trying to do it, and they couldn't do it. They fell short. And then the producers tried it and beat them. And Kelly has ordered them to be killed. I'm 11. But she's psychotic. She's on crack.
They still have that one producer that they're always joking with.
Oh, yeah, the Gilman. The Gilman.
Yeah, Gilman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's lucky to be alive. Right. A mouse at San Diego Zoo believed to be the world's oldest at 9 years old. Yuck.
9-year-old mouse.
Kill it now. Get rid of that vermin. This is cool as AF. A 31-foot-tall unicycle.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
31 feet, 10-inch-tall unicycle. Now, think about that. Think about it hard. It's really fucking tall. This guy's driving around on this thing. It's crazy.
Jesus,
I guess he's in a circus.
A unicycle.
So he's got the right job for it. I couldn't drive
Yeah.
Little one. That's amazing, man. He's way up.
He's got like helmets. He's got helmets and everything on, I'm sure.
No helmet, man. He's getting a costume, a little jaunty costume there, and he's wheeling around, man. Badass
Jesus
motherfucker.
Christ.
Yeah, 31 feet. Woo!
God damn.
All right. Well, there's still reasons for circuses to exist now that the animals...
Quit
abusing the animals. Hint, hint, Japanese people, quit killing the fucking whales. All right. An Australian man is named the world's oldest competitive soccer player at how old, do you think? How old is this guy, the soccer player?
I'll put him in the late 40s.
79 years young.
Oh, all around. We're young guys.
Yeah, it's just a local soccer team, but David Mudge celebrated his 80th birthday on Wednesday. 79 when he played for the Kissing Point Football Club. Pretty cool. God bless
you,
man.
Alive. Doing what
God
you
bless
like.
You. Good shape.
Yeah, good friend.
Go, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm okay now, but, you know, let's see here. We need some more. Oh, here we go. Good stuff. Records. This one. Oh, this is... I hate the collection people that get a record because they have collections.
Yeah, yeah. Just means they got money.
It's a dopey, man. One Piece. One Piece. I don't even know if that is some kind of manga, anime. Yeah. Some dude has 20,000 items of this shit. Fuck him. Go away. Get away from me. Port says that unicycle's 3 stories tall.
Jesus, God.
3 stories tall. It is, too. You see, you got to see the video, man. It's crazy.
Undercover it.
It's amazing. All right, if I can remember, I will.
There you go. Throw in the bears as well. The bear.
The bear selfie. It's a hoot, man. All right, British Columbia artist, this is kind of dopey, created the world's largest spice painting. She doesn't like paints and things like that. She makes her art with, in this case, turmeric, paprika, and clove.
Okay.
Giant cloth.
How long does this last?
That's the thing. I mean, what do you do? You'd have to spray some sort of fixative on there, which is a chemical, and, then you kind of find this guy who's your sign out. It was a 908-square-foot painting. Well, good for her.
Yeah.
And and maybe get a life.
I don't know. That's what art's all about. New things.
Yeah. You know what art is? It's fucking bullshit.
What is art?
It's bullshit. It's all bullshit. All right. I remember last summer we reported on the 1,177-foot line of water inflatables.
Yeah.
It's at Saskatchewan Park. Well, they have been officially awarded a Guinness World Record.
There you go, guys.
Oh, man. I got a tickle in my throat that just won't quit. But I got to bring you this one. An Idaho man has set the world record for fist bumps. Excuse me. Yeah, David Rush and Hollywood Hannon's son, Joey, managed 273 alternating fist bumps in 30 seconds. More than 100 more than, nearly 100 more than the previous record. The 174.
Ah, jeez.
Fist bump to David Rush. Science, technology, engineering, mathematics, education. That's what it's all about, baby. All right.
He's so busy.
Man, I guess that's it, man. All the important stuff.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Hey, diddle, diddle, this cat's in the middle of one cool run. Hey, Sister Ray, it's time to make hay, baby, staring. Again.
done. Well done.
There you go.
I ain't got time for this kind of shit.
You can't please everybody, man.
You can't help but to think of Bobo when he was looking up at the sun during the eclipse.
I wasn't going to say that, but I did. That was the first thing I thought of, man.
Everyone's shielding their eyes, but this thing fucking dope.
Oh, man. Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps. Big, massive dumps. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's weird. We've talked about this before. We've gone over this many, many times. The Fox News viewers.
Yeah.
And, like, my buddy is a Republican and watches the Fox News and the whatnot. Is he sandbagging me that he doesn't know what some of these things are and some of these people are on the right that are despicable creatures? Like, I said something about Steve Bannon. He's like, I don't know who that is. How the fuck can you be? He considers himself MAGA. He doesn't know who the fuck this guy is? I don't know.
Wow, that's, he pulled my leg. Interesting.
He said he didn't know what Charlottesville was. Are you kidding me? No, I don't know. What's that? Oh, Jesus, man. It's in all the papers. Well, most of the papers, I guess. The ones I read.
It just quickly forgets about it.
Well, he is getting up there in age.
Jesus,
but they don't really dwell on that stuff on those, you know, on the right wing news. Just kind of go, well, that might happen. They might report it real quick and then they'll try to shove it under the old rug.
A quick
rug
spin on it and that's it. Don't mention it again.
Yep.
The brainwashing of my dad.
Then they'll bring up Hunter Biden's laptop. I really don't want to see his dick pics, man. I mean, honest to God, no interest. What the fuck, man?
Dude, do without that.
I don't want to see anybody's dick pics, to be honest. Cindy Williams' tits, that's another story. It's a Sally Field with the legs.
Musical.
The legs, yeah. The legs. I must have good legs. I was looking at legs.
She's better than
legs still today. I don't know.
I like that Burt Reynolds movie, The End. I watched it because I was in love with Christy McNichol at the time. So.
That's a funny movie. That's really
that
a funny,
funny
movie.
That was written for Alan. Alan turned it down. He says he only does
no way.
So. Yeah. And you can see it's a lot of Alan humor in it.
I was going to say, yeah, now that I think about it, he would have been good in that.
Yeah.
It would have worked for him.
Like a one line that said, you can't catch a terminal disease. It's a gift from God. That sounds like something straight out of an Alan movie.
Gift from God.
I think he said that to Sally. I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah. I was so surprised that it was funny and good. Cause,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I liked Smokey and the Bandit, but I didn't really think...
That's just something to watch, you know.
Yeah, I didn't think Bert was like a comedic
much.
Genius or nothing, you know.
Exactly.
But anyway, he was good in that.
Yeah, he was.
And that started the Dom DeLuise thing, so you got to love that.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Polish assassin.
All right, man. Well, you know what time it is.
Schizophrenic Polish assassin. That's right.
It's been so long. I guess I'm in high school.
I gotta see that. You're now in the mood for it. Pat O'Brien, that was a good cast.
Look around a Tubi.
Yeah. Norman Fell. He was the doctor.
I was gonna say, was he one of the doctors?
Yeah. In the script they said that he was knocking a golf ball around at the office as he's telling Bert that he's dying. And Norman said, no, that's too cliche. It's too cliche. What do you say? I just got a cold. So he sniffles and he's blowing his nose and he has some kind of a cold all through it or something like that.
Jeez. You got to love the Norman.
Hey, yeah.
Man. He's an honorary paw. He's in the Possum Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just
Norman look, brings it.
He's an aisle 12.
What you doing? Getting ready to yodel. You can't yodel. Wanna bet? Yeah.
You'll never guess who tonight's yodeler is.
Ooh.
Huh?
I have no idea.
It is Der Bengel himself.
Oh, okay.
Yodeling Bing Crosby. Ladies and gentlemen.
I say, away up in New York City, they talk a different style. They're so busy making money that they ain't got time to smile. It was so doggone crowded, I felt so hemmed in there. I come back home to Texas to get a breath of air. Oh, the old glow, the old glow, they got the blue.
I got the blue.
The old glow, the old glow, they just for you.
And I miss you.
The old glow, the old glow, they and the sweetest little home I ever knew. Oh, the old glow, the old glow, they when I'm low.
So when I'm low.
The old glow, the old glow, they don't you know.
You always know.
The old glow, the old glow, that I'll sing the old glow, the old blue. They talk a different language, they speak a different brand. Where we'd say, I'm delighted, they always say, how grand. We say a thing's right pretty, they call the same thing chic. You may as well be a talking Italian or Greek. Oh, the old low, the old low, they got the blue.
I got the blue.
The old low, they just for you.
And I miss you.
The old low, they and the sweetest little home I ever knew. Oh, the old low, they when I'm low.
So when I'm low.
The old low, they don't you know.
You always know.
The old low, they that I'll sing. The old blue. How you can understand how I felt with my worries and cares. Meeting all of them stuck up strangers, putting on all them airs. Why enough of that la-di-da can affect your morale. When I tell you home's best, I ain't just a whistling Dixie pal. I got the blues.
You got the blues.
Just for you.
He misses you.
So I'll sing the yodel, oh, the yodel blues.
Ricola, Ricola, Ricola.
Big.
I'm unmuted now.
Okay. It's good to hear Bing again.
Yeah, Der Bengel.
Yeah, throwing some old stuff every now and then. I like it.
Was it the Andrews Sisters?
Yeah.
That was the Russ Morgan Orchestra featuring the Morgan Airs.
The Morgan Airs.
Morgan Airs. That's 1950. Not that old. Huh? Not that old. My God. It's 70 years old. What are you talking about? Methuselah? Yep.
Jeez.
Yeesh.
Time's a flying, Commodore.
Got that right, man. I'm starting to just feel it and worry, and this my worldview is becoming old man. You know, like old man.
It happens.
Hey, you get that World War III right around the corner, boy.
Yeah, well, you might be onto something, right? That's just another old man that I was thinking.
I don't know. I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
Keep a good spot. Knock wood. All right. I just have to be careful knocking wood around Ted. You think somebody was at the door and freak out. Oh, man. I saw one of my pet peeves. I was watching this video. Guy talking to reviewing something. And the one guy kept giving the other guy the right. Man, that's a pet peeve. I can't stand that. That's one of the worst bad habits I think there is.
Well, I can't stand when they say, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know? You
know what I mean?
You know? You know?
Mean,
you know?
No, you know. That's bad.
Uh-huh.
And I'm guilty of it myself, and I have tried to train myself not to, you know.
Woody's the worst at it. Woody does it all the time.
That right is so rude. It's rude. Right. Like, and what it means is, I understand what you're saying. Shut up. I'm talking now.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you, man. He's fucking a problem, man. He was some fat fuck, too. Some fat nerd. Shut up. I was watching these reviews of things like from our era by these young millennials and shit. And they act like they discovered a great thing, you know? Like, this thing I discovered.
So,
you discovered, boy, you're like, would you go spelunking to find that? I don't know. I just find that interesting. Anyway, that was something they were right guy was talking about something from our era. He just discovered this thing. Well, Cake's got to feed the cat.
Okay.
Is that like a sexual innuendo?
I like it. It's good.
All right, man. Good.
Feed that cat. Baby. Feed that
cat. Oh, we do have a thing to play out on, man. Cool. I think Ford will like this one. All right. Well. I'm having a mill. Cake says, no, she's just a cat.
A hungry cat. Just a hungry cat.
Hey, Margaret, it's time to feed the cat. Oh, roll over. All right. Before
got my Kratom coffee.
Got your Kratom coffee.
Kratom
I got
coffee.
My Miller Genuine Draft. I don't know why. At the last minute, I didn't order the Canadians when I went through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
MGD. I just really like Miller General Drafts. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a good week ahead. I think I'm idle for the week. One down, 11 to go, man. January.
Yeah.
We'll be gone tomorrow. So.
Flying by. 23 is flying by.
Flying right, sailing right out there. MGD.
Coffee.
I hope everybody has a great thing, and I already said that, so why don't we just say,
well,
good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Energy.
Awesome rock.
Nice.
Missed it by that much.
Mere bag of shells.
I should have. Well, we'll put that one on it. Tag that one on the end. Mere bag of shells. I saw a skit. I watched a skit where he was playing Rum Dum. Because I saw the name Rum Dum. I was forgetting. Who the fuck was Rum Dum? Hilarious. Rum Dum's a drunk who goes into some place and is staggering all over the place causing mayhem. It's physical comedy gold.
Okay.
It's funny. Funny as hell. He goes shopping Rum Dum in this one I saw.
Rum Dum.
Rum
Dum. Not ringing any bells in me.
Yeah, he had a big walrus mustache. Kind of dressed in a Panama suit. I don't know. He had Rum Bum. One of his many characters on the Jack Beeson show. Anyhow, good show, sir. Thank you for your contributions.
Good tunes.
Yeah,
well, thank you, Ford.
You had a hand in that, and Ford as well. Absolutely. Let's see. Oh, and once again, happy National Gorilla Suit Day.
Yes, yes. Got buys this year.
Well, we snagged it. Caught a piece of it in the glove.
Can't do it every year.
It's still there in the suit out from last year.
I came home from the hospital.
What's that? Uh-huh. What'd you say?
I haven't been on my laptop since I got home from the hospital, so I'm not doing any pictures.
Oh, wow. Wow. Man, you're a changed man.
I'm phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get on a computer all that often anymore, man. I used to live on computer, book, and everything else.
Yeah.
What are you gonna... Well, one more for the books. Do it again next week.
Here you go.
Miami Beach, the greatest audience in the world. Good
evening. Slapstick of a third kind.
A mere bag of shells.
You got that right.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.